Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Corey Feldman. For years, there were the two Coreys.
Yes. Well, did we talk to the other Corey? Corey Haim?
I've never spoken to either Corey. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman, at one time I had a poster of the two of them hanging in my room.
For License to Drive. Mm-hmm. Dream a Little Dream.
Because it was a Ferrari and a hot girl. No, it was License to Drive.
Okay.
And it came, I didn't go buy it. It came in the mail with my cable company. They were like advertising.
Oh, okay.
And I just hung it on the wall and there you go.
Yeah, why not?
I was big into Ferraris like most high school kids.
Yeah.
So one Corey's dead.
By the way, it would have been great if you and your brother would have put your faces on the Corey's.
Yeah, no, look, we got my brother used to call me a fag for hanging it.
Yeah, well, your brother's smart.
Oh. Corey Feldman has somehow managed to make it. Still, I got to tell you, and this is something I got to tell him, he was a great actor when he was a kid. And I'm not saying he's not now. I just don't know anything he's been in now.
Right.
But he was in Stand By Me. He mm-hmm. was great. He was in The Goonies.
He was in Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th, and he was crazy Friday the 13th. He became like Jason at the end.
He was in, what was the one, Lost Boys.
He was in Lost Boys. I think the partnering of the two Coreys is what's ruined them. When he was doing his own stuff, he was a good actor. And you always tell he's a troubled actor. And one of the other things I want to ask him about, too, is we had the producers of that Hollywood pedophile documentary around, which I can't think of the name of right now. But I watched that movie, and it was sad because it was a reality. It was a real account of what happened to several non-famous people when they were trying to break into Hollywood and a couple of famous people.
Right.
And the fact that there's so much pedophilia in Hollywood in children's networks and people who've been arrested and still having jobs in Nickelodeon and Disney. And Corey Feldman is one of those guys that was rumored to have been passed around among those executives.
An Open Secret? Was that the name of it?
An Open Secret. Okay. It is worth watching, and it'll make you never want to put your kid into Hollywood. If you're like, my son's got talent, once you see that, you're like, no way. Because it wasn't even really bad parenting. It was you learn to trust these people, and they were like producers. Hey, we got this new network that we're starting with these, it's like an MTV for kids, and we're shooting all day at this thing, and then the kids will stay here, and you're like, okay, well, that's Rob. He takes care of our son. He's a good guy, and then you find out that they're having hot tub parties at night,
right.
And it was just really sad, but it goes to show you why the other Corey is probably dead today.
Right.
They both developed drug addictions, and this one made his way through it. Anyway, Corey Feldman has been trying to launch a music career for the past 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and he's got a new album out called Angelic to the Core. And he's got a new song called Go For It.
Yeah, we heard a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, with Snoop Dogg, which is one of the things I'm going to ask him. How the hell did he get Snoop Dogg on this track?
Yeah.
What is that costing? Who's funding this whole thing? So we'll check in with Corey Feldman and find out how you can go get Angelic to the Core.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna grab it? Who's going to listen to this interview and go buy this album, you think?
I don't know. Nobody. And that's the thing. Like, you got to put money up to make an album and do all this stuff.
Pay for Snoop.
Are you recouping any of that money?
Unless Snoop is like, feels bad for him. You know, he's like, I met that cat before I was famous, and then he's got to go do nice things for
that's
him.
That's that little dude from Friday the 13th.
Yeah. I love Lost Boys. I don't know who I'm doing. I think I'm doing Eartha Kitt.
You're doing the little Forrest Gump.
I love you and the other Corey.
I love Lost Boys.
And Goonies now. He says that there's not going to be a Goonies remake. Yeah. Not a remake, a sequel.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
I love the 30-year later sequel. I love that idea. Yeah. You didn't like Goonies?
I'm not trying to jump on Drew stuff, but I've never actually watched Goonies. I watched part of it, I think, and I get the references. I know the truffle shuffle and that type of stuff.
Right.
But I never really That wasn't, I don't know, was that in our wheelhouse? Like, should I have watched that?
That was when we were, like, going from eighth grade to freshman year.
Oh, no, I'm not watching Goonies then.
Why?
I was way too cool for that.
No, you weren't.
I was busy.
What? What were you watching?
I was busy doing that.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was.
I went to go see it with a girl.
Oh, yeah?
Gina Morelli.
Oh, you made that up. That's,
swear to God.
That's a girl that Chachi dated.
Nope. I went with Gina Morelli, and she was kind of hot, but she had a big nose, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And, she was a little bit after me. She was a little slutty. I broke the seal, and then she went crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then I tried to add her on Facebook to see what she's been up to, and she won't accept my friend
request. When? How long ago?
Oh, like a month ago.
Oh. You're like Rob. Rob's in love with his ex.
Oh, I'm not in love with her. I want her to see how awesome I am and what she missed out on, and she won't accept my friend request.
Yeah, it's understandable.
I wonder.
She was probably like, that's a guy that had the two Corey posters on his wall.
You're right. She would have been there for that time. Let's go welcome one of those Coreys to this show. I still think for the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, please say hello to Corey Feldman. Corey, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Corey Feldman has got a new album out. It's called Angelic to the Core, and his single Go For It has got Snoop Dogg. How the hell do you get Snoop Dogg to what is he, rap, sing? How do you get Snoop Dogg on your album?
Well, you know, I've been very fortunate through my career to work with a great many, many artists in the music world. You know, the last album I did was my band album, which was called Truth Movement. And in that one, we had, you know, a couple of the guys from Pink Floyd, and Pink Floyd's longtime artist, Storm Thurgeson, did our artwork. So when we did that album, you know, I mean, up until that point with my music career, I think people were kind of like, oh, whatever, he's an actor trying to be a musician, blah, blah, blah. And then when they heard that one, it was like, oh, wow, he's got some, like, really credible, you know, artistic people on this album, and it's serious stuff. So I think that lended a lot of credibility to my projects and definitely helped people take it a lot more seriously. On this one, it's a cavalcade of, like, you know, great artists, inspired musicians, people that we know and love, who have all come together to help me on this very kind of organic, you know, made-at-home family kind of album.
Who else you got on the album? Who else? What are the cavalcade of people?
Well, we've got Fred Durst. We've got Kaya Jones from the Pussycat Dolls. We've got Corrupt, who's, you know, one of Snoop Dogg's main boys.
Sure.
Big time, you know, old school rapper. Doc Ice, who is a legend. This man was from, I don't know if you remember Houdini and UTFO, but they were like the beginning.
Roxanne.
That you got it, brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, just a whole laundry list. Then we've got Scott Page and John Karen, who both, you know, from Pink Floyd and Toto. And then you've got a couple guys from Black Eyed Peas. We've got Poet from Black Eyed Peas. We've got a couple of the writers from Black Eyed Peas. We've got, I mean, just it's...
How expensive is it to do this goddamn album that you got all these good people on it?
Here's the beauty of it. It was really the cheapest album I've ever done,
wow,
to be honest.
So what does Snoop Dogg cost when Snoop comes over? Do you pay him like in weed or do you pay him real money?
Yeah, pay him in beaches, man. No, you know what? It's Snoop's song was a very different situation, actually. It wasn't your average. Every song kind of comes together in a different way. And Snoop and I had been, you know, friends for a while. We've known each other since, like, probably the early 2000s. And we'd always talked about doing something together, but we couldn't find the thing. And then I had this song that I was like, hey, man, this is great. I love this. You know, I think this is perfect for you. And, you know, you could write some killer rhymes on it. He was like, yeah, it's the bomb. I love it. I'd be honored. Let's do it. I was like, cool. And then we were scheduled to do the song, and something came up. He had a death in his family, and he wasn't able to do the session. So in the end, we ended up not getting him on the song that I had originally written with him in mind. And so we ended up calling Corrupt, because Corrupt is like kind of part of his posse,
right,
that thing type thing. And we brought him in, and Corrupt did an amazing job. He really worked his butt off. He was incredibly talented.
Galvin used to work with Corrupt. Galvin, I work with here, he makes some tracks for Corrupt when he was in Tampa.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago.
Oh, really? And now,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, he's a nice guy, though, right?
Super nice guy.
You never expected, and they're all down-to-earth
very
guys.
Very talented, too, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, so after that was all done, we thought we were finished. The album was about to get mastered, and then these producers kind of randomly called me and said, hey, we, you know, heard you guys are doing great stuff over at your studio, and I really want to contribute something to your album. And I was like, sorry, we're done. And he's like, well, I've got some good beats. And I said, yeah, I normally write my own beats, and that's not my thing, and, you know, but thanks anyway. And they said, well, we've got this one sitting here, and it's got Snoop Dogg, and it's just a kind of an open beat with a really cool hook. And I was like, That's
still a different story.
How that happened?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's good.
It all ended up to work out for everybody.
This is Corey Feldman, who obviously has a love for music. You've had a long acting career. We were talking about it before. What a great. I think the problem was when they started pairing you and Corey up together. You got away from what a great actor you were as a kid. I mean, those roles in Stand By Me and
Lost Boys,
Goonies, and all that stuff. I mean, great. Well, what a great actor.
Thank you.
No, and you
but
say,
I, you know what? I don't rest on my laurels. You know, it's funny. You say, you know, well, you did these great movies when you were a kid, but yeah, that's true. There are some movies I'm proud of as a kid, but I'm much more proud of my work in recent years. We put out a movie like 2 years ago called The M Word, which is
The M Word.
M as in.
Like, oh, I was like, man, you better not say that around corrupt.
No, we don't want to go there.
Yeah.
It's called The M-Word. It's a romantic comedy.
Man, this guy's constantly working, Corey Feldman. If he's not acting, he's making music. I watched you on TV. I don't know how old it was. It might probably a rerun that I saw, but you were looking for a house. You were house hunting in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to find some.
That was a reality show appearance that I did, actually, for a friend of mine who was producing the show, and they said, you know, we need somebody. Can you help me out and jump in here?
I liked it. I want to see what it's like when rich people go buy houses.
Oh, now stop that.
You were like,
I'm richer than the average guy down the street, really.
Yeah, in that neighborhood, you're probably right. And down the street, you all got the same money.
No. I couldn't afford any of those places. We ended up
just walking around.
I love that you're honest. No, Galvin told me you said you will not, there will not be a Goonies sequel.
I did not say that.
Oh, good.
No. I've never said that.
Well, why can't we make that happen?
I also can't say there will be a Goonies sequel, so it's kind of 50-50. The deal is, you know, number one, you know, all these people are incredibly talented, very busy people, so getting everybody together on the same page is very difficult. But also, very, you know, important to the factors here is that you've got people like Richard Donner and Steven Spielberg who are getting up there in age, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean? Donner is 85 years old, you know, he's going to be 86 this year, so when you're that age, it's, you know, who knows what's going
to
happen.
You just do what they do with all the other movies. They give it to J.J. Abrams to do now. When Steven Spielberg gets too old, they pass it off to J.J. I started writing it. Turns out Mouth took his money and bailed out the mother from the Fratellis, and they've been living together ever since.
Well, as long as he's the star of it, I guess we're good.
The album is called Angelic to the Core. The single with Snoop Dogg on it and Corey Feldman, of course, is Go For It. You can get it at angelic2thecore.com.
That's correct. And you can also follow me on Twitter at Corey_Feldman.
All right, man. Good talking to you, and good luck with the album.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Good morning to you.
See you, buddy. There you go. There's Corey Feldman.
Yeah.
Back when you and... Was it Corrupt?
Yeah, Corrupt.
Back when you and Corrupt were mixing beats.
Mm-hmm.
It was a whole cavalcade of stars.
Yeah, cavalcade.
I believe it was cavalcade that he was looking for.
That's what he's looking for.
And you've never heard of Corrupt.
No.
I just kind of felt bad. There's so many... I have all these things that I want to talk to him about. Molestation, Michael Jackson, blah, blah, blah. And all we really got to is this dumb album.
Yeah. He's one of those guys that, you know, he's a joke. He's a punchline to a lot of people.
But
he does have a lot.
He's not a roofer.
Yeah. Oh,
he's not a roofer.
Yeah.
He's got his whole career in the Hollywood spotlight, and he keeps throwing it out there, even now, while he's way past his prime. It really does. Quentin Tarantino proved that it takes one good movie to put somebody back in the spotlight.
Totally.
He put, look at Pam Grier when he put her in the movie. Now, and then for the next like 5 years, she got all these movie roles that she never would have got before. And of course, John Travolta.
Yeah.
But honestly, the Goonies sequel would be great for the people that are our age. It would be great for our kids, and then a whole new generation would go back and watch the first one again.
Yeah.
And that's so how easy. You could probably write that in a weekend, that movie. The story doesn't have to be that great.
You know that there's probably already fan fiction out there.
Ah, what's Data doing these days?
Data
Nothing.
Is doing... I'll tell you what he's doing. He's doing Comic-Cons.
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
What is the girl from that... the ugly girl on that thing had that good show that was on Fox for a little while, but that ran its course.
I don't know who that
you
is.
You know which one. The one where they had the kid, and the kid had the girl, the wife went to jail.
Plimpton or whatever.
Yeah, Martha Plimpton.
Yeah.
She's not doing anything right now.
No, she is on a new show.
Yeah, but I mean, they could get her.
Yeah, yeah.
The hot chick from that movie is probably not hot anymore, and she's not doing. Josh Brolin's going to be the hardest one to get.
Josh Brolin.
And he said he wanted to do it.
Was it Rudy in there, too?
Rudy! Yeah, yeah, Sean Astin.
Sean Astin,
but
yeah.
Even he's doing Comic-Cons now.
Oh, yeah.
He's got money. He's fine. He's doing what he wants. But and who else? Mouth? He's ready to go. And then, you'd have to find... That's a good thing.
That other kid's a lawyer, right?
Chunk.
Yeah.
Which is great because he's skinny and he's serious now. So now Chunk refuses to do the treble shuffle. He's skinny.
Or you really could have anybody just put the makeup on.
Oh, I think it'd be even funnier if you get Chunk and he just shows up and he's like, nah, I don't do that anymore. And he's serious now.
Yeah.
And then John Matusak is dead. He was Sloth.
Oh, Sloth is the one that has the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was thinking that was Chunk.
You could just find any. John Cena could play the new Sloth.
Okay.
Chunk is the Truffle Shuffle. And then the Fratellis are still alive. That's Joey Pants.
Okay.
And the other actor. The only one that said is a throw mama from the train lady, but we don't need her. You can just say she died in jail. And that's it. Everybody's just sitting around waiting for the phone call, except for Josh Brolin.
Right.
So, Josh Brolin and Sean Astin.
It'll should be easy enough.
And I think that'll be fine. I'm going to write that script this weekend and get
okay.
it done. So Snoop Dogg have to stop doing charity appearances on Corey Feldman's album.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
So, and by the way, it's not like Snoop Dogg came over and was like, yeah, I'll do a track, whatever. It was a track that he got paid for and then was just out
right,
there in the library.
Right.
And they're like, hey, we could use this.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't like when he said, I told Snoop I got this song. Yeah, my dizzle, let me know. Snoop would be happy to do it.
Absolutely. I'd be honored to, is what he
said. And then he was like, he had a death in his family. He probably killed somebody in his family so that he didn't have to go do the album with him.
Sorry, but I don't want to go over to that little Corey's house.
I thought it was the other Corey. My bad.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.